A highly unusual scene played out during a day of closed-door budget negotiations at the state capitol in Albany on Wednesday. Daily News reporter Ken Lovett was detained by New York State Police. Lovett was seen in social media photos being led out of the Senate lobby in handcuffs. Soon after, Governor Andrew Cuomo came to the police station for a photo op as he cheekily offered to broker Lovett's release. Lovett spoke with WAMC's Alan Shartok on the Capitol Connection today about what happened.
I got taken into custody by state police all because I was walking and talking on my cell phone in the state Senate lobby outside the state chamber outside the state Senate chamber in the state Capitol. I was talking, one of the sergeant of arms, they weren't even in session at this point, so it was a pretty empty Senate lobby. And as I was walking and talking, one of the sergeant of arms, who's a newer guy, came running up to me and said, "You've got to turn your phone off. You've got to turn your phone off." I said, "Okay." I got off the phone. I said, "Why? That's never been an issue when there's no session." And he got in my grill. He was following me. He told me I had to leave the lobby. I said, "This is a public building. I'm not leaving." And he was literally inches from my nose. And so it was a back and forth. I wasn't exactly timid. And at one point, I got a kick out of it because he made a crack about my weight.
No, he did not.
And this guy wasn't exactly coming home from the Summer Olympics. And so, and I made sure he knew that. And then he suggested other things. And then another sergeant.
Well, wait a second. Yes. I'm a good interviewer here. I want to find out what else was said about it. He said something about your weight. What did he say?
I don't even remember that. I just remember he said something about me being fat. And I looked at him and I said, "When was the last time you worked out?"
So he must have gotten a little annoyed about that.
He was annoyed at everything. He said that I was only behaving that way because he was African American. I said, "No, I'm behaving this way because this is the first time in 24 years that I've covered the Capitol that anything like this has happened to me. I've always gotten along really well with the sergeant of arms."
And there are all these pictures, of course, of everybody on their cell phones outside during the session.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was just crazy. So then another sergeant of arms came who I knew, and he could have done a better job of de-escalating the situation. Instead, he was backing his guy, which I understood, and he kept saying, "You have to leave." And I said, "I'm not on the phone right now. I'm in a public building." And he says, "No, this is the Senate lobby. We control it. You have to leave. And if you don't, we're going to call the police." I didn't leave. They called the state troopers who came. And, you know, they were only doing their jobs. They were actually really good. But they kept saying, "You have to leave." Meanwhile, the first guy was still in my face glaring at me. And I said, "I will happily leave if he backs off and he walks away the other way." And they said, "We don't negotiate." And I said, "Well, he's just glaring at me.
This is law and order now."
And next thing you know, I am in cuffs behind my back and taken into a squad car and taken down to the trooper station.
I take it people were taking pictures at that station.
Well, it's amazing to me because I didn't know that. I should, I guess, in this day and age. But I'm in the trooper car, my hands cuffed behind my back, and my phone rings. And one of the troopers says, "I think it's your boss." I said, "How would you know that?" And he says the guy's name, and it says Daily News. I said, "Yeah, that's my boss." But of course, I couldn't pick up, which was a first for me, having to ignore my editor because I'm in cuffs in a cop car. So they took me down to the station, and they took the cuffs off. They were fine. And I called my editor. I said, "Can I call?" They said, "Yes." Called my editor. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "How do you know what's going on?" He goes, "There's pictures of you being arrested all over Twitter." And next thing I know, the governor's people called and they asked me if I needed anything. And I said, "No." I said, "Look, I really do not want special treatment. You know, I wanted this to play out the way it would normally play out." And they said, "Okay." And next thing you know, a Senate person came down, apologized profusely, said, "You know, this shouldn't have happened. It won't happen again. I know you. I always see you on your phone there. I've never seen anyone called out for being on their phone." And so he was really nice. He promised to make changes. And that was it. So they said they're not pressing charges. So I looked at the trooper and I said, "Can I go?" And he goes, "Yeah, but you have a special visitor." And in walks Governor Cuomo. A bizarre day just got even bit more bizarre. And, you know, he made jokes about how he was my pro bono lawyer. And I was already free, but he said, "He's out, right? He's not blah, blah." And, you know, we chatted for like a minute. And then we walked out. And the strangest thing for me was, so the door opens from the station. I'm walking out. The governor's with me. And all my colleagues from the Capitol Press Corps are there. Cameras, lights, tape recorder, digital recorders. And I just was, so I let the governor do his thing. He went before them. And I just kind of slid right and walked back to my desk to get back to work.
Oh, that's really great. Of course, the press, at least one account I saw, got it wrong, which said the governor got you released, but he didn't, right?
No, he came down. Look, he came down, but no, he did not. As far as I know, he did not. The Senate had already said they knew what that was going to look like. They already had said they were not pressing charges, and that was the end of it.